Going Green 6. Exercise 5, page 103.
World Monuments in Danger. Acid rain is rain that contains particles of acid. It is mainly caused by burning fossil fuels. Acid rain is bad for the environment, and many of the world's historic monuments are badly damaged by it. The Statue of Liberty in New York was a gift from the French people to the American people, and is a universal symbol of freedom and democracy. Millions of people visit this great monument every year. For many years now, acid rain has been damaging the statue and has even changed its colour. The Lishan giant Buddha is located in the eastern side of the Mui River in the Sichuan province of China. It is 70.7 metres high. Begun in 713 AD and finished in 803 AD, the statue took people more than 90 years to carve from stone. It is the world's largest stone Buddha. It was nearly destroyed by wind erosion and acid rain before 1963, when the Chinese government began to repair it. Nowadays, the maintenance work is still in progress in an effort to restore this beautiful monument. The Great Sphinx in Giza is one of the most fascinating historical monuments of all, and a national symbol of all ancient and modern Egypt. It was built about 4,500 years ago and is the biggest stone sculpture made by man. Every year, millions of tourists come to see the Sphinx. Unfortunately, wind, smog, and acid rain are putting this wonderful monument in danger. If we want to reduce acid rain, we must burn less fossil fuels. Burning coal, oil, and gas releases huge amounts of sulfur into the atmosphere. This is what creates acid rain. The best way to solve the problem is to use alternative energy sources to produce our electricity. Factories which use solar and wind power instead of the traditional fossil fuels can really help the environment. Another thing we can do is make cars and other vehicles more environmentally friendly. We need to stop using petrol. Instead, we can use cars that are electrically powered or run on some other fuel. In this way, the atmosphere will be cleaner and our monuments will stay beautiful.